Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart.
For everything that you've done for us thus far.
Hallelujah. And the Bible says that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the things that you got in store for those that love you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. So we got to praise you in advance for the things that you got in store. Hallelujah. We got to praise you for the future. We got to magnify you for the doors you are opening. We got to magnify you for the paths you are being made straight. Hallelujah. We just got to praise you for it on tonight. You're worthy. Hallelujah, to be praised. You are worthy. Hallelujah, to be magnified. You're just worthy, Lord. And we thank you. Hallelujah, we praise you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank God for everybody on the line tonight. If you're out there on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, make sure you subscribe, follow us. Amen. We are here every night, Monday through Friday. Praise God. Hallelujah. 7 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Midwest time, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Praise God. We are here every night with more than an hour of power, bringing forth a dynamic word from the Lord. And then we hear every Saturday, praise God, for our Saturday service. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's at 10 o'clock Pacific time, 11 o'clock Midwest, 12 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 1 o'clock, amen, on the East Coast. So we invite you, amen, to come fellowship with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hear a word from the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So make sure you follow us. Amen. Praise God. We will follow you back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Right now, we want to get to our scripture. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I like to open up, hallelujah, with a scripture. Praise God. And you know, I like to go with the same scripture. Praise God. Because somebody told me before that if it ain't broke, hallelujah, what you're fixing on it for? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's Psalms 100. Praise God. Psalms 100 reads out of the King James Version, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. Praise God. I want you to just look at verse 5. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 5 tells you why we do the things that we do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why, hallelujah, you love the Lord so much. Why you rep? That's how they say it, amen, in the streets. Why you rep the Lord so much? Why you, hallelujah, praise God, always praising and magnifying God, even when things ain't going good? Hallelujah, praise God. Even when things appear, hallelujah, amen, to be bleak. Hallelujah, and it seems that the dark clouds are rising. Hallelujah, and it seems that the sun won't shine. Praise God, you still praise and magnify the Lord. You still lift him up holy. Hallelujah. You still keep going to church on Sunday. You keep calling that little prayer line every night. You keep tuning in, amen, to that little program to hear the word of the Lord despite, amen, how things are looking in your life. The question is why? Amen. And verse 5 answers that question. Verse 5 tells us clearly, for the Lord is good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, amen. There's an old song we used to sing. You can't tell it like I tell it. Hallelujah. What he done for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Praise God. Regardless of my circumstance, it could have been worse. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. Because he helped me to go through my circumstances. I don't get stuck in them. I go right on through them. Hallelujah. The Lord, hallelujah, is good. He has never leave me. He has never forsaken me. Praise God. Every time I need him, he was there. The Lord is good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If the verse wasn't finished, that's enough. That's enough to praise him. That's enough to magnify him. that's enough to love him. Glory to God, because he's good. Glory to God, but the writer did not stop there. Hallelujah. The writer said his mercy, hallelujah, is everlasting. His mercy, hallelujah, is everlasting. Can I say it again? His mercy is everlasting. Every time I fall short, hallelujah, he's there with mercy. Every time I messed up, he's there with forgiveness. Hallelujah, praise God. And it don't run out. Oh, well, I'm going to say that again. His mercy, his grace, his forgiveness, his love, his kindness, it don't run out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, with people, hallelujah, our grace might run out. Hallelujah. You might push me to my point. Amen. I remember seeing a shirt, hallelujah, that said, amen, I had one nerve left, and I'll be done sorry if you ain't get on that one. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the way we are. Hallelujah. Amen. My mercy ain't ever left. Hallelujah. As much as I want it to be, glory to God, hallelujah, we got a tipping point, praise God. That's why God said, I will not allow you to be tipping above which you are able, because that means you have a limit. I'm not going to allow you to be tipping, hallelujah, above that limit. Hallelujah, praise God. But God said, the good news is I don't have a limit. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, I keep forgiving you. As long as you repent, I keep forgiving you. Glory to God, hallelujah. I keep having mercy on you. Hallelujah, I keep loving you. Hallelujah, despite whether or not you deserve it, I am still here for you when you need me. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. And then he says, finally, and his truth enduring. Hallelujah. To all generations, his truth, hallelujah, endureth to all generations, amen. We got to look at that, all, hallelujah, generations, amen. The same truth, hallelujah, amen, that he told Abraham, the same truth, glory to God, that he told David, the same truth, glory to God, that he told Jeremiah, the same truth. Hallelujah, that he told Mary. The same truth, hallelujah, that he spoke through Jesus. The same truth, glory to God, that he told the Apostle Paul. The same truth, hallelujah, apply to you. The same truth apply to me. Hallelujah, praise God. It applies to your mama. It applies to your grandma. It applies to your great-grandma. Why? Because it drips down generation to generation. It applies to your children. Hallelujah, your children's children. It applies to your children's 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 children. Why? Because it will not keep going. Hallelujah, as long as the earth remains. Hallelujah, the word of God. Hallelujah, amen, will be dominant as long as the earth remains. The word of God will not come back to us void. As long as the earth remains, hallelujah, God will remain good. As long as time is going, hallelujah, his mercy will be everlasting. Praise God. As long as the clock keeps ticking, hallelujah,
yes, Lord,
will endure to all generations, long after my flesh has turned to dust. Hallelujah. My kids' flesh has turned to dust. My offspring, hallelujah, will still have the opportunity to enjoy the grace, to enjoy the mercy, to enjoy the truth,
yes,
hallelujah,
Lord,
that we are experiencing today, because God don't change. God is the God of yesterday, hallelujah, today, and forevermore.
That's
glory
right.
To God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We ought to rejoice in it today. Hallelujah. We ought to magnify him today, because he is good. Hallelujah. If he ain't good, why are you him? Hallelujah, praise God, because he's good. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but he's so been good to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes,
hallelujah. 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 We thank God on today, amen, that God is good. We thank God on today that his mercy is everlasting. And we thank
Come on,
God
Elder.
Today, hallelujah, that his truth shall endure it to all generations. Praise God. We need, before we move forward, we need to take time and give God the glory. Before we move forward, we need to take time and give God the praise. We need to let God know that we appreciate him today. We need to let God know that we love him.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We're going to take a 30-second praise break. Hallelujah. Whether y'all like it or not, we about to praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, because you've been there with nobody else. You made a way out of no way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You've made my crooked path straight. Glory to God. Thank you that you're good. Thank you that you're merciful. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Your truth endures to all generations. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah. You started us on our way. Hallelujah. Your praise will continuously be in our heart. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is truly worthy. Hallelujah. Truly praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see, this ought to be the time you're waiting for. Hallelujah. You ought to be waiting to give God the praise. Praise God. You should have been praising him all throughout the day.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. You shouldn't have been worried about how your coworkers was going to look. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're more worried about strangers on the street than you are about the God you say you know. You should be giving God the glory at all times. You should be giving him the praise at all times. His praise to continuously be in your mouth. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's worthy on tonight. Hallelujah. He's worthy on tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a blessing, amen, to be on the line. If you're just now joining us, this is more than an hour of power. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, amen, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers is in the building, and we are about, amen, to indulge on the word of God on tonight. Praise God, and bringing forth that word of God. Hallelujah, amen, representing. Coming out of L.A., hallelujah, Los Angeles, California is in the house on tonight. The West Coast is in the building. Amen. The Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, hallelujah, is in the house. Hallelujah, praise God. And the pastor, amen, the leader, praise God, the holy apostle himself is about to bring forth a word of ours. I am talking about none other, hallelujah, than my brother in Christ, amen, the holy apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah, for the man of God as he comes forth and breaks the bread of life. Apostle Curry, it's in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Glory to God.
Yeah. Amen. Come on and put those hands together and give God praise. Amen. All for the land. Come on, give him praise.
Thank you.
He is worthy to be praised. Amen. If God has done anything for you, amen, come on and show your gratitude and put those hands together and lift your voice and tell him how much you love him right now. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Don't you know that the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people? Amen. God lives in our praises. Every time we praise him, it lets the devil know that he's defeated. You didn't catch that right there.
In order to remind the enemy that he is a defeated foe, we have to continually let the praises of God come out of our mouths. Come on here, somebody. because my praise says that my God has given me the victory. Let me tell you some of our praise, child of God. Praise is not predicated upon who God is. Praise is for what God has done for us. Every time I think about how good he's been, my mouth should fly open. And his praises shall continuously be in my mouth. Come on here, somebody. Booyah. Oh, I feel somebody right now. The praises of God is in your mouth. And right now you're about to release his praises. Because remember, the praise is not ours. Come on here, somebody. The praise is his praise. God is so good, he put his praise in our mouth. See, sometimes I think we forget because we think it's our praise. No, it's his praise. The praise belongs to him. We're only giving him back what belongs to him. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost right now. Praise is just like tithe. We think the tithe belongs to us. No, that tithe belongs to him. And just like the tithe belongs to him, the praise belongs to him. Oh, I wish somebody get excited right now and give God his praise. Don't you hold back on something that don't belong to you.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Thank you.
How you going to hold something back that belong, that don't belong to you? God said, I put that in you to give back to me. Come on here, somebody. That's just like an investment. When you make an investment, you make an investment in places that you know you can get your investment back. Come on here, somebody. And so God said, when I put my praises in you, I already saw my investment coming back. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why they say when the praises go up, the blessing come down. Somebody need to send your praise up so your blessing can come down and meet you where you at. Come on here, somebody. Send his praise up. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We wait. We tell them we waiting on God. God said, no, I'm waiting on my praise. My praise that I put down in you. Come on here, somebody. Oh, that the devil in hell can't take out you. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give him a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, glory, glory.
You ought to feel a praise bubbling up right now. And you ought to feel a praise. And you know what? Amen. The praise don't even make no sense. Come on here, somebody. I don't know why I'm praising God. I got all this going on, but I just feel like thanking him. I just feel like praising him. I feel like telling him right now, Lord, you're the best thing in my life. Lord, hallelujah. I thank you for meeting my needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that by your stripes I'm healed. I thank you, Lord, that you've not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that I'm learning how to bless them that curse me. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah. You are my shepherd, and I shall not want. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are my strong tower. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That you wish above all things I'll prosper and be in health. Even my soul prosper. I thank you. Somebody need to thank you right now. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost tonight, y'all. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, I'm almost there. Amen. I'm almost there. Amen. I'm almost where he wants me to be. Come on here, somebody. I'm almost there. Come on here, somebody. I done broke free of my family. I done broke free of my haters. I done broke free of people that didn't want me to make it. I'm broken free of people that was cursing me all the time that I thought they was blessing me. I'm almost there. I'm almost at the promised land. I'm almost where God want me. Oh, I wish somebody would give God a praise anyhow.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody right quick, your neighbor, he didn't bring me this far to leave me. No, he didn't bring me this far. Amen. He didn't bring me this far to turn away. He didn't bring me this far to leave me, to walk out on me. God is going to get, if he done brought me this far, I know he going to bring me on in. Come on here, somebody. Tell him, I said, the Lord going to bring me all the way. He going to bring me all the way. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. See, God said, I promise you that I would never do what? Leave you nor forsake you. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody that he got to stay with me.
He got to stay with me.
Hey! He got to stay with me. He done brought me out of too much. Hallelujah. He done seen me through too much. Glory to God. He got to stay with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord. Hallelujah.
I got some good news, child of God, from headquarters tonight. Amen. Give me honor to my dear brother.
Bless you.
Amen. To his wife tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. To my queen, to my kids, amen.
Yes, Lord, amen.
To my fellowship.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
To God be all the glory.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said to God be all the glory.
Yes,
Lord.
To God be all the praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't know if y'all can feel what I'm feeling tonight, but I'm feeling that God is about to make a deposit down in our soul. I feel God about to do something. In the inside. Come on here, somebody. How many know that when God worked with us, he worked from the inside out? Come on here, somebody. See, God worked from the inside out. The devil worked from the outside in. Oh, y'all ain't. Oh, God just dropping nuggets tonight. Y'all better be catching them. See, God is a heart God. When God works, he starts working on the heart. When the devil started working, he worked from the mind. Come on here, somebody. So God get ready to make a deposit down in our Holy Ghost spirit tonight. Don't you know that everything that God been speaking through me been happening on the land? And let me tell you, beloved, things are about to get worse. For those who are in the world. Oh, y'all better catch what the Holy Ghost saying tonight.
Amen.
He said, things are about to get worse for those who are in the world and of the world. Come on here, somebody. Ain't you so glad you're not of the world tonight? I don't know,
yes, Lord,
how you fit, beloved, but I'm happy that I'm not of the world. I'm happy that I don't have a worldly spirit. I'm happy that I stay in the things of God, because the God of the things is in me. And if I stay in him and he be in me, then I ain't got to worry about things, because God is what in control of everything. I wish somebody would give him a praise. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Before I go into what God want to take us tonight, I just want to tell you It feels good not to be chasing after things. Come on here, somebody. I don't know if y'all still with me tonight.
Amen.
But it's a wonderful thing to be free of trying to chase after things. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
And it's wonderful when God brings things to you.
Yes,
it is. Yeah. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall. See, people don't really read that thing. Shall be added. Shall means absolutely, positively, beyond the shadow of a doubt, it's going to happen. God don't mind us having the best of things. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah, come on.
Why would God trip on us having things when he gave us the best thing we could ever have, which is the Holy Ghost? Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
If things make you backslide, when God give them to you, that means you are none of his anyway.
Oh, right. Come on now. Ooh.
If things make you turn your back on God, that means you were never his. Because how many know at the end of the day, things run out? Come on here, somebody.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
And you end up having to go back to the God that has what? Everything. Come on here, somebody.
Lord.
America is headed for hell with gasoline draws on.
My God. My God.
Hmm. God is saying to us, come out of Babylon before I set it on fire.
Amen.
People don't believe God is real.
Yes.
I say that because some people is still playing with God. And God said, I'm not playing.
Mom. Mm.
You better make up your mind who you want to serve because ain't no neutral ground.
Mom. Mom. Mom.
Mm. Either you on my side or either you on the devil's side. But I've already know who on my side because the people who are not on my side have already taken the mark of the beast. Come on here, somebody.
Oh, Jesus. Sure.
They just now telling the truth about the vaccine. But how many of you know that the enemy always say something after he got you caught up?
Yep. The way you get down.
Mm-hmm. But God has fixed us so that we don't have to worry.
Come on.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I ain't worried.
I ain't worried.
God got such a peace on us right now.
Yes. Come on now, yes,
how many of you are testify tonight that the peace of God is holding you together? That he done gave you a peace that you don't even understand how you got the peace. You don't understand, Lord, I'm so peaceful.
And I don't even understand why I am so peaceful when all hell is breaking loose. Come on here, somebody.
My God.
People complain about this hell and don't know there's a worse of hell coming behind this hell. Come on here, somebody. So I know they ain't ready for the hell to come because they can't even deal with the hell that's right now. Come on here, somebody.
Lord, have mercy.
People walking down the street talking to demons. See, when you see people talking to themselves, they ain't talking to themselves. They talking to the demon that's tormenting them. Oh,
God, help me. Come on now.
We can't see the demon, but the demon is talking to them, and they talking back because they done lost their mind. And they don't know where they are. Come on here, somebody. If you will come with me right quickly to Revelation. Yeah, we back in that book of Revelation. The Holy Ghost got us back in this book. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, put your seatbelt on.
Neighbor, put your seatbelt on.
Because God is doing the driving.
Hey. God is doing the driving.
Hey! I thought I would give God a praise right here.
Yes, Lord.
How many know when he do the driving, he put you in the passenger seat and tell you to go to sleep?
Yes,
and then he'll rock you while he's driving because he knows that all babies like to be rocked. Tell him, I said, neighbor, I don't care how old I look, I'm still a baby to God.
Yes, Lord.
I'm still a baby to God.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Hey, so don't be surprised if you see me sucking on my spiritual pacifier, because God said that the only way we can come to him as little children. Hallelujah. Some of us get too big. God said, no, you're still a baby. Because he only revealed things to babes. Come on here. He said he hid them, these revelations from the prudent and gave them unto babes. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 18. Beginning with verse 1. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. Let your word permeate deep down in our spirit, in our heart tonight. We ask you, Father, to speak as only you can, because nobody can speak like you, God. Hallelujah! You are the speaker of speakers. You are the apostles of apostles. You are the preachers of preachers. You are the prophet of prophets. So we call on you tonight. You are the teachers of teacher, Lord. Hallelujah! You are the evangelist of evangelists. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we need you, God. We need you tonight, God. And Father, we ask you tonight to show up in a supernatural way that you will be glorified throughout all the airwaves tonight. And when you are finished, that we will never be the same again. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you, and the blood of Yahshua prevails against you. Devil, you have no part nor lot in this matter. So I bind up your mouth that you can say nothing. Bind up your hands that you can do nothing. Bind your feet that you can't go nowhere. Bind your toes so you can't think nothing. Thank you that it's already done, oh God. And we give you the praise. We give you the praise. And we thank you for what you're going to say, Lord. Because we can't live by bread alone. We need every word that come out of your mouth. So we thank you tonight, Lord. And we say, speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. For your servant heareth. And we thank you. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Somebody give amen. God a praise.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We thank God on tonight. Revelation chapter 18. Beginning with verse 1. Is everybody there? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And the word of the Lord reads. And it says, and after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power. And the earth was lightened with his glory. Come on here, somebody. Circle that word glory.
You break it up, Apostle. You break it up.
When I break it up, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Amen.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Amen. When we read the first verse over again, and after these things I saw another angel. It came down from heaven. It's why it's so important for us to stay close to heaven right now.
Amen.
Because we're in the spirit of agreement. We're in the anointing of agreement. Where heaven and earth have came together to show forth the praise and glory of the Lord. And he says, having great power. And the earth was lightened with his glory. Verse 2. And he cried mightily with a strong voice. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
Saying, Babylon the Great is fallen. Circle the word Babylon the Great. Mm. Thank you, Holy Ghost. How many know that everything in the Bible is coded?
Amen.
When they wrote the Bible, they wrote it in codes. How many know that that's how the enemy speaks? He speaks in codes. So if you don't understand certain words, then you get lost in the sauce. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now. Amen.
And how many of you know that it takes the Holy Ghost to help you to decipher and to decode what the enemy is saying?
Yes, Lord.
Just like the enemy speaks in code, so do God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Are y'all on believe the apostle tonight? Why you think the Lord spoke in parables? Come on here, somebody. Parables is his code to us. Come on here, somebody. How many know that we're supposed to understand parables?
Amen.
Because parables are the code of God. Come on here, somebody. So when the angel in verse 2 is saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and is become the habitation Some devils. Come on here, somebody. So what the angel is actually saying, stay with me tonight. The angel actually is saying that America is falling. Because that's who Babylon the Great is. And he uses is falling twice. Because Babylon the Great is falling. It is falling. How many know that it is prayer is present tense? So whenever you see that word is means right now. So in the present state that America is in, she's already fallen. But she ain't hit the ground yet. But see, when she hit the ground, she's going to be like Humpty Dumpty. Everybody knows the nursery rhyme of Humpty Dumpty, don't you? Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horsemen and all the king's men could not put Humpty back together again. Come on. When America falls, she's not going to be able to get back up.
Amen.
All the king's horsemen and all the king's men is not going to be able to put her back together again.
Amen.
But if she had to heed the warning of the Lord and obey God, she wouldn't have never had to fall. But she has to fall because it's in the book. Come on here, somebody. How many know that there's nothing to give by God? Come on here, somebody.
Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
God is omniscient. He's omniscient. He's the all-knowing God. He knows everything before it happens.
Yes, he does.
We surprised about who turning away from him, but he not surprised because he already saw it. Come on here, somebody.
Already knew.
That's why he said in John, you didn't choose me, I chose you. Come on here, somebody. That's why we should always let the praises of God be in our mouth, because we didn't choose him. He chose us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody right quick, say, neighbor, he chose me.
Neighbor, he chose me.
That's why I can't go to one neighbor, because he chose me. Hallelujah. You know, it's like in school, you know, where they had little games at recess, and, you know, they would always pick the best ones to play, and then the ones that couldn't play would always get picked last or not get picked at all. But ain't you glad that God's out of everybody in your family? I chose you. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
That's why you got some people mad at you right now. You're trying to figure out, why is they mad at me? Because God didn't pick them.
Didn't pick them.
And they still trying to figure out and talk to God why he picked you and I. Why you picked them, Lord? I'm better than them,
yeah.
God said. Not in my book.
That's right.
I pick who I want. Somebody need to praise God that he can pick who he want to pick. Come on.
Lord. Come on.
But this angel here in verse 2, he says, Babylon the Great is fallen, and is become their habitation. How many know that that word habitation means dwelling place? It has become the dwelling place of devils. Come on here, somebody. and the bones of every foul spirit. So it's become the dwelling place for devils. Hallelujah. That's why she looking so nasty, because she's become the habitation of devils. Come on here, somebody. And the hold of every foul spirit. Foul spirit means a spirit that has a nasty smell. When something is foul, it's nasty. And every spirit is not an unclean spirit. Some spirits are foul spirits. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, sir.
And it says, in a cave of every unclean and hateful bird. So I'm going to tell you, beloved, watch the bird.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Wow, that's what I was saying. Bird.
Bird's going to become more mean,
yep.
More hateful. But these are birds that come from hell.
Yep.
Wow.
Whoa.
Verse 3 says, for all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The wine that is being talked about is the wine of homosexuality. Hear me, beloved. Before Yahshua returns, the enemy going to try to make everybody to be homosexual. That's the spirit that's taken over the land. For all nations have drunk of her wine, of the wrath of her fornication. And the fornication that the angel is talking about is against God. Don't you know when we partake of that spirit that we are sinning against our own body? We go against what God has made us to be. If you a man, you're going against your own body.
Man.
Your body telling you you a man, and your mind telling you that you a woman, because the devil done got in your mind and twisted your mind up to make you believe that God made a mistake with your gender. Come on here, somebody.
That was a lie.
That's why we got to keep God in our mind. Come on here, somebody. Because if we don't, the devil will have your mind thinking all kind of crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
If you swinging from the chandelier, it's taking you a monkey. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
I'm saying you got to guard your mind, beloved. The devil ain't nothing to play with. People think he's something to play with, but no, he ain't nothing to play with. You got to keep the blood on him and keep him in his place. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Then you got women going against their own body because their body tell them that they a woman. Then their mind telling them that they a man and that God made a mistake. Come on here, somebody. Verse 3, and it says, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. Now it's talking about the kings, those who are in authority.
Mm.
I'm going to say this while the anointing of God has told me to say it. You know, y'all, that in the place of authority in the White House and a lot of these houses, that we have people that are perverse, pedophiles. Amen. We got all kind of things in the house. There's a lot of homosexual acts that's being done, and ain't nobody saying nothing. Come on here, somebody. But how many know that God see everything? And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacy. Ah. The merchants are the ones who take stuff back and forth. Come on here, somebody. And it says they are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacy. That's why you got to be careful who you eat with.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all hearing me tonight, beloved. You shouldn't want to eat with everybody. Don't you know when you eat with somebody, you cut a covenant with them?
Amen.
Every plate ain't a good plate, beloved. Especially right now. Somebody give God a praise.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. That's God's word to us tonight. Verse 4, and I heard another voice from heaven. Where did the voice come from? That's the voice we should be hearing right now. The voice from heaven. Say, come out of her, my people. We wait on God to bring us out, but God is saying, come out. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
God is saying, separate ourselves. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. We should worry about who get offended as long as God is happy. Come on here, somebody. So anybody that is of the world and that has been intoxicated by the wine of the devil, we need to come out from among them, child of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
How many of you can tell when somebody got a worldly spirit?
Yes, Lord.
See, how you can tell when somebody got a worldly spirit is when they want to do all the things of the world. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
When they are a copy and not an original, come on.
Come on.
See, when you worldly, you are a copy. You're not an original, so you're not being who you are. So the enemy don't never let nobody be who God has called them to be. See, whenever you start being an original, see, people start talking because they want you to be worldly like them.
Come on now.
But our God is saying what? Come out from among them.
Come out from among them.
Come
Amen.
Out of her. Who is the her? Babylon. Come
Babylon.
Out of her. Come out of Babylon.
Separate
my people. That ye be not partakers of her sin.
Yes, Lord.
Is anybody hearing God tonight?
Amen.
Can you come out? Because I don't want Jimmy to be a partaker of her sins. Come on here, somebody. Mm. And that ye remember that ye received not of her plagues. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know there's plagues on the land?
Amen.
And that ye received not of her plagues. Oof. Somebody give God a praise right there.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is why God telling us don't touch the unclean thing. We can't touch it, neighbor, because it's too unclean, too filthy. Come on here, neighbor. And God is saying, come out now. God getting ready to expose Biden. He getting ready to expose Harris. He getting ready to expose a lot of people. Don't be fooled by this. What's the name of? Black Lives Matter. God going to expose that too. Because they are not who they say they are. Come on here, somebody.
But all up front.
Yes, Lord. But I'm hearing in my spirit right now, child of God, from the Holy Ghost, that Hollywood going to crumble. I don't know if y'all can hear me tonight, but I heard the Lord say that Hollywood, he finna get ready to expose Hollywood. Because Hollywood is full of divination and witchcraft. And it's called Hollywood because they use a tree and they cast spells from the tree. That's why there's so many witches and warlocks. Hmm. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Verse 5. For her sins have reached unto heaven. How many of you know that that's a lot of sin when your sin reach heaven? That ain't easy to do. That means that they've been putting in a lot of work. If their sins have reached heaven, they've been putting in a lot of work. Come on here, somebody. But the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. People passing up the gift. And they want the wages of sin. There's some, beloved. I don't see how people can turn down a gift from God because they want to earn the wages of sin. And the Bible says that her sin reached unto heaven. And God has remembered her iniquity.
Wow.
How many know that that word iniquity means hidden sin? So not only is God going to deal with the present sin, he's going to deal with the sins that have been hidden. Come on here, somebody. We're going to close it with verse 6.
It says, reward her even as she rewards you.
Wow.
Is y'all seeing this?
Amen.
God says, I'm about to reward her like he's been rewarding you. The Bible says, offenses will come, but woe to whom the offenses come through. In other words, the enemy gonna do his dirty work, but woe to whom he uses the person to do his dirty work through. Beloved, that's why we got to make sure that we're not being used by the devil to vex someone, because the worst of rewards is going to come from those who are being used to vex the person. Because the payback is going to be more on the person that is being used by the devil. Maybe that's why Yahshua told Judas, it had been better for you if you had not been born, because of the part you play in giving me over to the enemy. Come on here, somebody. That's why we got to watch how we treat people. Yes, God forgive us, but there's still a price we got to pay for allowing the devil to use us against somebody. Tell about that neighbor, pray for your brother.
Neighbor, pray for your brother.
Don't let the devil use you against your brother, because the price to pay is too steep. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Listen to that verse 6.
Yes,
he said, I will reward her even as she reward you, and double unto her double according to her works. So because of how we're being, yes, Lord, I'll speak that. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Can y'all hear me?
Amen.
Somebody write this down. Because when the prophet of God speaks, it needs to be wrote down. We've been crying about how we have been mistreated here. But God says, I'm going to reward her according to how she has treated you. So everything you've done to me, God is about to do to you, but it's going to be double. Y'all ain't. When this is over, America don't wish she had treated us right. And everybody that played a part with her to help mistreat us is going to be rewarded right along with her.
Wow.
And we're not going to be able to help them, because God says this is their punishment. So for everybody that say, oh, I like black people, I got black friends, that don't mean nothing. God is tired of how we have been treated here, and God is about to pass out whoopings. And how many know that nobody can stop God when he starts whooping? Come on here, somebody.
Mom.
How mama used to say, get out the way before I get you. That's why God is saying, come out from among her. Because you don't want the whooping I'm about to put on her. Come on here, somebody.
Somebody give God a praise. So not only is she going to get punished, but she going to receive double. Somebody say double. According to her work. In the cup which she shall, in the cup which she has filled to her double. Wow. Let me read that again. Because there's something in it. In the cup. Which she had filled, so she poured her own cup. I don't know if y'all can hear me tonight. She filled her own cup with the wrath of God. Remember when Yahshua was at the table and he looked at the cup? And he began to say, Father, not my will, but thy will be done.
Amen. Did we lose your apostle? Bless the name of the Lord. Give us a second while we reconnect. You say you're still online. Amen. Amen.
Tell somebody it's in the cup.
Where she had filled to her double. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God the glory.
And out of it, God is getting ready to give us all our stuff back. This is how God is going to restore us, y'all. This is how the wealth of the wicked is going to be turned over to the righteous. Somebody give God another praise. Hey, Shatanorabase.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody give him a praise. Yes, God. We thank God on tonight. Because the word of the Lord is saying, come out from among her, my people. Yes, Lord. My people. How many know God ain't talking to everybody? He just talking to his people that belong to him. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. So we thank God on tonight. Come on in, elder. And get some of this.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God the glory on tonight. Hallelujah. Give God
praise.
Magnify his name because he is worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. He is worthy. To be magnified. He is worthy on tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We have to thank God tonight for that message. Glory to God. We have to thank God tonight, hallelujah, for the word. Hallelujah. He with us. Hallelujah. Whose side are you on? As long as you're on the right side. Glory to God. I'm going to say that as long as you're on the right side, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God tonight. Praise God for the word. Amen. Praise God. Babylon is falling. It's falling, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But thank God. Hallelujah. We got God with us. Hallelujah. We got our Holy Spirit with us. We got our Father watching over us. We got angels with us. Hallelujah. We ready. Hallelujah. If Babylon ain't ready, we ready. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. We thank God, amen, for the word. We thank God, hallelujah, for the man of God on tonight. Praise God. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. We just want to thank you, Lord, for the man of God. Hallelujah, Lord. We want to ask, Lord, that you replenish him. You're filling back up the verses. Hallelujah. He is poured out into your people. Continue to lead and guide him, Lord. Continue to mold him and shape him, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you for everything you're doing in his life, Lord. We put him, hallelujah, in your hands, Lord, and ask that you prosper, Lord, in both mind, body, and soul. And we thank you, Lord, on tonight. We praise you,
yes,
Lord. We magnify you on tonight. And Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. All
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And these things we and these things, hallelujah, in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank God tonight for the word of God. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. We thank God for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Babylon, amen, is under, hallelujah, amen, judgment. Praise God.
Yeah.
But thank God we got the blood. Hallelujah on tonight.
Yes.
Praise God. Thank God we are his children. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for it tonight. Hallelujah. Thank God we haven't taken that mark. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. So we just thank God tonight for everybody that's called in and tuned in. We want to remind everybody, amen, about morning glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Comes on around 6 in the morning.
Yes.
Praise God. Pacific time, 7 minutes, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 9 o'clock on the East Coast. Amen. The Holy Apostle, amen. Praise God and committed Jews International Worldwide Fellowship. We'll be live, praise God, every morning. Amen. Make sure you call in and get, hallelujah, some morning glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes,
Lord. God on today. Amen. Praise God. Make sure you tune in with us every night. Amen. Praise God. From the second night of the week, amen, to the, hallelujah, fifth night of the week, the sixth night of the week. Praise God. We are here. Amen. Worshiping the Lord. Listening to the Lord speak to us. Lifting up his name. Praise God. And lifting up one another in prayer. Praise God. So we believe what the word of God says.
Yes,
the word
Lord.
Of God says when two or more touch and agree on a thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. One version says when two or more agree on anything in the earth. Anything. It shall be done. By the Father who is in heaven.
Yes,
and whatever is unleashed on earth will be unleashed in heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
see, we're trying to unleash some healing. We're trying to unleash some salvation. We're trying to unleash, we're trying to unleash some money. Glory
yes,
to God. Hallelujah. We're trying to unleash our man. And we come together and we touch and agree that it is so. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
And you might want to get in on this. Hallelujah, because our blessings are already in the pipeline. Hallelujah, they're already in the pipeline, praise God, hallelujah. Amen, so you might want to hop on the train, glory to God, on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. So we invite you here, man, every night. Hallelujah, that's at 7 o'clock on the Pacific time, 8 o'clock Midwest, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 10 o'clock on the East Coast, more. Hallelujah, then an hour of power. And then on Saturday morning, praise God, at 10 o'clock Pacific time, a.m., praise God, 11 o'clock Midwest, noon time, where I'm at, 6 or 7 time, glory to God, and 1 o'clock in the afternoon over there on the East Coast, hallelujah, we have Out of the Mouth of God, ministries, our Sabbath day, our seventh-day service. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We invite you to call in and tune in. Praise God and be blessed with a word. Hallelujah from the Lord. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. If you want to contact the ministry, give a donation, sow a seed. Our contact information is in the boxes on your screen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's in the box if you want to reach Apostle Curry. His number's there. If you want to reach me, my number's there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just thank God on tonight for everything that has transpired. Amen. Praise God on tonight. And we make sure you join us tomorrow night. I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of God, hands of the man of God, real. Amen. So he can give his final announcement and the benediction on tonight. It's back in your hands, Apostle Craig. Glory to God.
Amen. Bless you, my brother. Bless you. Amen. As you heard, amen, the different agendas that we have and how God is blessing us. By all means, if the Lord is telling you to support us financially so, amen. I know God is going to reward you deeply, and God is going to bless you with double. Because that's what's up. And so we're thanking God tonight. God know what he's doing. And he has put a rich anointing on our life for his people. So if that's you, then answer the call. Yeah, God is an awesome God. Are there any more questions before I wrap it up? Amen. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and glory and honor. Father, we reverence you on tonight. Father, thank you for what our ears have heard, for what our eyes have seen. Thank you for what our heart now understands. Thank you, Lord, that you have called out to us, and we're answering the call. And Father, yes, we're coming out. We're separating ourselves for you, God. Hallelujah. And when I quote Daraba say, that when you come, we may be ready, God. We thank you, O God. Number one, we praise you, O God, and thank you for who you are.
Yes, Lord.
And then we thank you, Father, for every brother and sister that you placed in our life, God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We give you praise, God, that you be the one that do the Holy Ghost hookup, Lord. Hallelujah. You know what we need, God. You know what we stand in need of. So, Father, we praise you, and we thank you for what your word has clearly stated unto us. And we give your name the praise. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, we're going to now turn into the hands of our dear, dear brother. Take it away, Elder.
Amen, amen. We truly thank God for everything that happened on tonight, amen. And like you said, we would love to see y'all again on tomorrow night, but until then, we're going to ask you not to forget to say your prayers. Hallelujah. Amen. And don't forget, hallelujah, to say your prayers and just watch what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and we're going to see y'all next time on More Than an Hour of...
because I choose to be.
I'm here because I choose to be.
Nobody forced me. I'm here because I love to be.
for receiving me. You didn't have to, but I thank you for accepting me. Every voice telling, thank you for accepting me. Thank you for receiving me.